Attorney General under fire.
Calls for his resignation this morning.
House probe into Russia contacts.
We are going to ensure that that investigation is thorough.
Tornado victims assess the damage.
Complete loss. My whole life is gone.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New questions are swirling around Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Justice Department officials confirm he spoke with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. twice last year during the campaign, something he did not acknowledge under oath during confirmation hearings.
I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians.
And we're live now this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
These revelations have Democrats and some Republicans calling on Sessions to recuse himself from the Justice Department's probe of Russian involvement in the campaign. And several top Democrats say this morning that Sessions should resign from office over this. Aides acknowledge Sessions did speak with the Russian ambassador twice last year, on the sidelines of the Republican convention and in his office in September. But Sessions insists it was all in his capacity as a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. NBC News caught up with Sessions outside his D.C. home this morning.
I have not met with any Russians at any time to discuss any political campaign, and those remarks are unbelievable to me.
The White House calls all this an attack by partisan Democrats, but even the Republican majority leader in the House now says it'd be easier if Sessions took himself out of the Russia probe. Steve?
Well, Stephen, there's an effort also to make sure all Russia-related material at the White House is preserved.
CBS News confirms the White House counsel has instructed employees here to preserve emails that could be related to Russia. Separately, the New York Times reports in its final days the Obama administration spread details of its investigative findings across the government to create a paper trail.
Well, the House Intelligence Committee is going to delve into possible Russian ties to the Trump campaign. Committee Democrat Adam Schiff on MSNBC.
We have reached a written agreement, the minority and the majority in the House Intelligence Committee, that we will investigate allegations of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign.
Congressional Republicans met yesterday working on an Obamacare replacement. CBS's Nancy Cordes says a key part of it is the question of tax credits.
An analysis from the Kaiser Family Foundation determined that a 40-year-old making $20,000 a year would see his or her tax credit drop from an average of $4,100 under Obamacare to $3,000 under the GOP plan. Like Obamacare, the Republican plan would make those tax credits refundable, meaning low-income Americans get the money even if they pay little or no taxes. But some on the right say that's a handout and they're threatening to vote no. GOP leaders are arguing that any other approach would result in millions of people losing the ability to afford insurance and Republicans getting the blame.
The Washington Post reports a White House proposal would cut EPA staff by 20% and eliminate 38 environmental programs. When it comes to immigration policy, the new talking point phrase is merit-based. We're live this morning with CBS's Peter King.
Steve, Mr. Trump spoke mostly about security issues regarding immigration in his Tuesday address to Congress.
We must restore integrity and the rule of law at our borders.
But he also said those coming to the U.S. should be able to support themselves. He didn't say how a Trump merit system would work, but he did praise Canada, which prioritizes immigrants based on how they score in skills, employability, and language. Some Republicans say they worry that a merit system would hurt the U.S. economy, especially the hospitality and agriculture industries, which depend on less skilled workers.
Well, now to central Illinois, where dozens of families in several towns will have to start over because of this week's damaging tornadoes. Alyssa Johnson lives in the small town of Nayplate, where 50 of the 200 homes in town took a beating.
It brought tears to my eyes because that's my family, and now we just have nowhere to go, but we'll be okay.
Two deaths in Illinois, another in Missouri, are blamed on the tornadoes. New developments in the case of the widow of the Orlando nightclub gunman. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Noor Salman has been under arrest since January, accused of helping her husband prior to the attack, then lying to investigators. In ordering her release, a U.S. magistrate ruled that Salman is not a flight risk and has no connection to terrorist groups. David Swift is Salman's attorney.
The magistrate ordered today that she be released on a $500,000 bond secured by the properties of her family.
The release will not be immediate. The government has the right to appeal. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Oprah for president? Not out of the question, perhaps. She tells Bloomberg Donald Trump's election has changed everything.
I thought, oh, gee, I don't have the experience. I don't know enough. I don't know. And now I'm thinking, oh.
Oprah Winfrey backed Hillary Clinton last year, held fundraisers during Barack Obama's two campaigns. News this morning about the family of the man who, until a few weeks ago, was a heartbeat away from the presidency. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Former Vice President Biden confirms his son Hunter is now in a romantic relationship with his brother Beau's widow. The New York Post says Hunter Biden separated from his wife Kathleen 5 months after his brother died of brain cancer 2 years ago. In a statement, the former vice president says, "We're all lucky that Hunter and Hallie found each other after such sadness."
Well, it's exit stage right for the two accountants who worked the Oscars.
And the Academy Award.
Well, we all know how that turned out for Best Picture. So the Motion Picture Academy says the accountants on duty that night will not be invited back. Officials are still deciding if the firm, PricewaterhouseCoopers, will also get the boot because of the fiasco. A British Airways flight from London to San Francisco was delayed for 4 hours. Passengers were all in their seats when the crew revealed there was a mouse on board. And the concern was more than just the ick factor.
They said the reason that a mouse would be a problem is it eats the wires.
I'm sure the mouse didn't have a passport. Sure, that was a problem.
Efforts to get the mouse failed, so they brought in a different plane to get everyone on their way. Not since Twitter back in 2013 has there been this much anticipation for a tech company initial stock offering. Snap, the parent company of Snapchat, debuts today. Should be around $17 a share. Opening today, right across the street from Graceland, it's Elvis, the museum.
Love me tender.
The largest and most comprehensive Elvis Presley museum in the world tells the story of Elvis the entertainer from the early days through the years of number one hits.
Born through a party in the county jail.
Over 20 of his favorite cars are on display. A couple of theme restaurants, too, named after his parents, featuring Elvis's favorite down-home food, grilled peanut butter and banana sandwiches. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Well, since taking office, President Trump has talked a lot about TV ratings. Nielsen says his speech to Congress Tuesday night drew an audience of 47.4 million people. 52.4 million watched President Obama in his first speech of that kind in 2009. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.